A certain farmer had become old and was ready to pass his farm down to one of his two sons. So he brought them together, and he said, "The farm will go to the younger son." Oh, the older son was furious. "What are you talking about? How can you do that? That never happens in these parts, does it?" So the father thought about what he may do. "Okay," the father said to the older son, "I need you to do something for me. We need more stocks. Will you go to Chibi's farm and see if he has any cows for sale?" The older son shortly returned and said to his father, "Father, Chibi has 6 cows for sale." The father thanked the older son for his work. He then turned to the younger son and said, "I need you to do something for me. We need more stocks. Will you go to Chibi's farm and see if he has any cows for sale?" The younger son did as he was asked. Short while later, he returned. And he said to his father, "Father, Chibi has 6 cows for sale. Each cow will cost 2,000 rupees. If you are thinking about buying more than 6 cows, Chibi said he is willing to reduce the price by 100 rupees. Chibi also said that they are getting special Jersey cows next week, and if we're not in a hurry, it may be good to wait. However, if you need the cows urgently, Chibi said he could deliver the cows tomorrow morning. Father, how would you like to proceed?" The father thanked the younger son for his work, turned to the older son and said, "That's why your younger brother is getting the farm." One of the publications I read is the Business Insider. This story was conveyed to show what separates average people from successful people. Or as I use it in my work, it's a story that shows what separates the best employees from okay employees. We know the difference when we go out to eat, whatever. Like the young son who inherited the farm, successful people and the best employees are people who are engaged, anxiously engaged, and they don't need to be managed in all things. They don't just do the job, they do it well and completely. And as they do the job, they influence the direction of how ideas and projects will go. Successful people and best employees are those who initiate. They reach out, ask questions, make recommendations. They offer to help. And they try and sell their own ideas. And they are invested. And because they are invested, they render a return on what they've been given. These are the people that are fun to be around. These are the people who are fun to work with. The day goes by with these kind of people. In today's gospel, Jesus teaches us that we should live our lives in such a way. We should live our lives like that young brother. The parable of the talents, which I just read, or it's often called the parable of the silver pieces, this parable has within it our Lord comparing our time on earth to a long-term leasing agreement. Our time on earth is like a long-term leasing agreement. A leasing agreement which at the end of it should have us accounting for something. It should have us rendering interest, not bearing what we've been given. We all know people who bury their potential salvation. As we begin this Thanksgiving week, let's ask ourselves, how are we managing this long-term leasing agreement? How are we managing our life of faith? Well, you're here attending regular Mass. Attending weekly Mass is a start. It's a very, very good start. As we live our lives, we need to compare those brothers. Are we like that old brother who did the minimum requirement, did only what he was asked to do, was passive, and if he was going to do anything more, he would require specific instructions to do so? Or are we like that younger brother? Are we anxiously engaged in the life of the church or in the life of the parish? Do we initiate our prayers within us? Are we proactive in following our Lord? Are we invested? The parable I just read is a striking parable, because our Lord promises us that if we are not engaged, if we cannot initiate our faith response, if we're not invested, if we cannot render a return to our Lord for what he's given us, we will find ourselves in darkness, outside in darkness. Where, Jesus said, there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. Certainly, wailing and grinding of teeth because of their regret. This Thanksgiving week, let's remember, my dear people, why the young brother got the farm. Amen.